Jesus sent out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now, the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord. I speak this morning in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. Well, it's a startling little conversation that we hear in this morning's Gospel. That conversation between Jesus and the Syrophoenician woman, that can take us aback a little bit. Jesus is harsh. What happened to gentle Jesus, meek and mild? "Don't feed the children's food to the dogs." Harsh words. What's going on here? Well, partly, Jesus might just be having some human feelings of impatience and harassment. He's gone up to Tyre, up in Lebanon, to get somewhere where nobody knows his name, to be incognito for a little while. And what happens? It's easy to imagine. Word gets out and people push in to see what they can get from him. They've heard Jesus is in town and he's a man of power. They want to get in on the action. It's all represented by this one foreign lady who gets into Jesus' face and asks for something. But there's more to it than just impatience. This is not just an angry outburst. Listen to what Jesus says. "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." That is harsh. But look a little deeper. Jesus could have responded very differently. He could have completely ignored this woman. In fact, that's what proper social behavior would have dictated. He could have had a couple of the disciples escort her from the scene. He could have turned around and told her just to back off. But he doesn't do any of these things. He responds to her. He engages with her. Now, he responds in a very challenging way, but he responds. What is Jesus saying in these challenging words? What he's saying is this. He's saying to that woman, understand who I really am. I'm not here to perform tricks for you or anyone else. I'm not here just to cure your warts or your arthritis or your daughter's behavioral problems. I'm not Mr. Fixit. Jesus is saying, understand, I'm here as part of God's great plan. In fact, Jesus says, I am the culmination of that plan. God's plan to bring his wayward people back to him. And that plan, as we've come to know in sharing the story of the Old Testament, we've come to know and see and remember that plan starts with the healing of Israel. That plan starts and is centered on the community of Israel, the children of Yahweh. That's where God is beginning his work in this world. It all starts with Israel. We can hear that a little more clearly, having gone through the story together. Jesus' mission is not just to dispense goodies from God. It's to bring to fruition the plan that God began in Abraham. And I think on hearing that, on hearing what Jesus said, most people, certainly most Gentiles, would have turned away in frustration and disgust. Just another Jewish zealot. Some wonder worker this guy turned out to be. But not this woman. She's really remarkable. She hangs in there with Jesus. She's ready to engage back and forth with him. If he's going to engage with her, well, she's going to be in there with him. Listen carefully to what she says. She accepts Jesus' premise. Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Yes, she says. I understand that this great plan of God starts with Israel. I accept that. But I also know I need what you really, really have to offer. She says, I'm not just asking for a divine favor. I'm asking for a place in that story of Israel. Even if it means being under the table, I want to be included in what God's doing through you and through your nation. And the moment she says that, everything changes. The moment she accepts what Jesus says, everything changes. And Jesus notices it. You can see it in his demeanor. If Gentiles can see and grasp the mighty things that God has been doing in Israel, if Gentiles can freely commit to joining that story, then a whole new stage in the story has begun. It's the turning point that God promised all along. Because Israel was never called for her benefit alone, but to lead all the nations back to the one true God. And it's all beginning to happen. Jesus sees that in this unlikely Gentile woman. And the covenant starts to open up. In this new stage, the covenant goes beyond the nation of Israel now, as it was always meant to when the time was right. Now the time is right. The covenant expands to include this Canaanite woman. It will expand to include Greeks and Romans and Ethiopians and Ephesians and Corinthians and even, after a few thousand years, Anglicans. And it all begins with this Gentile lady. And that's where we are today. The covenant opens wider and wider to embrace more and more seekers across, and here's the important part, across every conceivable boundary of race and language and ethnicity and wealth and culture and social status and history. And that's the challenge that this story has for us, to rededicate ourselves to the opening of that covenant, to rededicate ourselves to engaging with the people around us the way Jesus engaged with that Syrophoenician woman. Unlikely as she was, and likely as some of the people we encounter may seem to us. Here's the kind of thing I mean. For about a year now, my wife, Alice, has been saying morning prayer from the Book of Common Prayer at 7 a.m. every morning in South Bluff Park. And Alice has met a lot of different people. Yeah, people who know South Bluff Park are smiling at me now. Alice has met a variety of folks. People who might not be inclined to join us on a Sunday morning, but who will stop and talk with the nice gringo lady who shows up every morning to read her Bible and pray. And Alice doesn't recruit or argue theology. It's not about that. It's about engaging. It's about connecting a little bit at a time. Connecting with Jim and his little chihuahua Trixie. Connecting with a scary-looking guy who's actually very courteous and nice, goes by the name of Bandit. It's about connecting and listening and opening up the possibility of kinship across some difficult boundaries. And when trust has been earned, it's about proclaiming the gospel with integrity. And that's my ally. And that's the kind of thing that this story is calling us to. Maybe not all of us in South Bluff Park, but Alice would be thrilled if we joined her some weekday morning. But about being engaged, crossing boundaries. Because that Syrophoenician woman, she's everywhere. Everywhere there are people who are seeking. Everywhere there are people who are ready here. An unlikely woman from the city of Tyre. A guy walking his dog in South Bluff Park. In our workplaces. In our community. There are seekers who are ready to hear when we're ready to cross a boundary and speak. In Jesus' name, amen.